not see you and I don't speak.
I mean, I don't fuck with you. Ooh.
Redacted.
Right.
Redacted. Welcome here to another Relative Pitch podcast episode where Michael has another redaction. Ooh. Just remember, always be the bigger person, because in the end, mediocrity doesn't love success, and success strays away from mediocrity.
Ooh.
But to piggyback off that, we're coming off of a fabulous GMEA weekend where Anthony and our friend of the pod, Marie Douglas, executed another successful session.
Mm-hmm.
I gave a world premiere of a piece written by another friend of the pod.
And Ben. It was fabulous. Fabulous. I mean, the trumpet stylings of Michael S. Brown Jr. Get into it. Get into
girl.
It.
And then everybody be on the lookout for some news on social media soon.
Oh?
Michael has an announcement that I will say came right from this podcast.
It did, baby. The Lord read it and wept it.
Not read it and wept it.
But you know, I want to go back to the mediocrity. Because that was a word of the weekend. Because, you know, the situation you're talking about, Michael, but also there's a video of some people conducting, performing it. And it's like, white people really can get away with mediocrity and it still be revered as something extraordinary, or they hold positions that, why are you holding these positions? Why are you in this? But DEI is such the bad word. When DEI is not the kind of faux pas word, it just gives the opportunity for those talented people to be seen as they are talented. Because before then, you had all of these people of color that was talented, but never got the chance to show off their talent because they weren't even allowed to apply to even be considered.
Mm.
And I just need us all to know, DEI does not equate black. Okay, because right now that is the argument.
Yes.
On the news, there was this white woman, no shade, but it was like, I didn't know I was going to lose my job because I'm this and that. I thought DEI was only focusing on the people who didn't deserve to be there. And black, that's what she meant to say. That's what she meant to say. You didn't realize that, huh?
Well, don't be mad at your job.
White women were the first DEI case. Like, that's the whole, that's the truth of it all. You getting your secretary positions back in the day and, like, you know, typewriting all that stuff. That was white women. Like, you were the first DEI before DEI was a thing. So you count. And I think, yes, diversity, equity, inclusion, it's not just race. I think that's the initial thing. Everyone just jumps to race. It's not that. It's gender, sexuality, all those things. It's also like ability, like accessibility, people who like need different like things in order to like work and exist. So them getting rid of so many DEI positions and just initiatives should scare people. Everyone should be scared.
You know, I talked with my mom today and, you know, I will say this. I voted the way I voted, and for the 92% of black women and the 80% of black men, I'm sitting in my blackness and I'm just sitting like, I told you so. F-A-F-O. Fuck around and find out. Redacted. Because right now, everybody's like, oh my gosh, I didn't know it was going to be like this. We told you that. So I don't even really, I try my best not to get so involved in news because it's just, every day is a new sorrowful story. It really, really is. Mm-hmm. But something that really hit home is I was talking to my mom and she was like, yeah, you know, the president is asking for us to resign. I said, I did hear that. I said, oh, that's you. You're a federal worker.
Right.
You work for the U.S. Army base. Like, you work on an army base. That's you.
Wait. Okay, you're going to catch me up. And all the other people who don't follow news. Who are we asking to resign?
Federal workers.
Yeah, federal workers. There was a whole thing that happened where he was like, any federal worker who wants to resign will get, was it paid up until September or something? Will get
paid up until September.
Right.
Why? But why?
They're trying to do, I think, budget cuts and other things. And this is
their federal worker?
You're not, no. You're not working for, like, on a base or government, things like that. Not like, you wanted to resign. Wait.
Not...
Baby, I'll take a free check till September now.
The thing about it is, though, trying to get a job right now is awful. So, like, anyone who I know who has actually been searching for, it's taken months, if not years, to find an act. And we're not talking about the local grocery store or the local, like, food shopper. We're talking about a job that pays a livable wage with benefits and all those things, which are most federal jobs, right? That's the reason people get federal jobs. So people think, oh, I'm just going to go on vacation for six, for what, however many months until September, and you will still be looking for a job.
And will, actually.
Come the next September, you still looking for a job. You still looking for a job.
The truth with all this is, like, we talk about this stuff because it affects us, right? We are all, Anthony's an educator, Michael's an educator. I'm currently going through school where I receive federal funding for money. I work for a nonprofit that receives federal grants from the National Endowment of the Arts. All of this shit matters. So if anyone is like, oh, I'm so sick of hearing like politics mixed in, it is political because a lot of what we do is mixed into the federal government. So all the, what they do will directly affect what we're doing here because people are asking, will I get my financial aid? And, you know, there was a lot of confusion when those executive orders first were coming out. And, like, it looks like it won't be affecting, like, financial aid to that extent yet. And they're blocked, they're withholding, you know, I think they, you know, stopped, whatever. But we need to be vigilant. The things that they're, right now it feels like they're just throwing things down the pipeline and seeing what stick, all this tariff stuff that's going on is just kind of like, let's see what happens. They're going to continue, though. Let's not think that this is just an early scare tactic of, like, we're going to try to change everything. They will get some things through. Mm-hmm. They absolutely will get things through.
Most likely. Like, you know, you can't, you can only look a coyote so in the mouth so much before it bites you.
Right.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, we let a, actually, you know what? We let a wolf in sheep's clothing come back.
Back.
And now, baby, all the sheep about to be dead. And you're going to be looking like this with no crops and no nothing.
You know, I said this last episode, but I think this is going to be my stump speech for the rest of the year. And honestly, probably for the next 4 years. The time of being this, I'm trying to be in the middle person, is over. It's over. It's either this or that.
Right.
There's no, oh, I'm trying to see it on both sides. I want to meet in the middle. You decided that I don't exist. People around me don't exist. They should be removed. At that point, when such dangerous rhetoric has been spilled, no longer will I ever meet in the middle to shake your hand. Oh, no. One thing about it, when you mess around with a leopard and you think it's all cute or whatever, and that leopard turns around and bites you in the face, guess who's dead? So you ain't, look, my mama told me, don't touch that hot stove. And you know what I did?
I didn't touch it.
I didn't.
I touched it.
Now you did. See?
And ooh, that hurt.
And you fucked around and what? Found out.
Girl, now I do slight segue because, you know, there's a lot of people that are like, you know, with the whole like down with DEI, there's a lot of people who are like, okay, what's going to happen to my jobs? What's going to do this? Like, I feel like maybe out of this now. It feels like whatever. And I got this amazing quote from a friend, good old Kay Copley. He said, don't let anyone dictate your path if they weren't there to see you walk it.
Oof.
Now, baby, you walked your path.
Mm.
No one but people who are next to you saw you fall down, saw you bust your face, saw you do this. But now when people see you run and they want to push you down, don't let them dictate your path.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Number one, you, whoever you are, you've worked so hard to be in a place where you are, whether you got all the degrees and you, your feet has been to the ground and you have not stopped. That's, guess what? Don't stop. Keep going. Keep always pushing forward. Even in times of trial, that's how you find the best soldier. That's what the Bible say. Okay. That's what the Bible say. So these are some trying times that is happening and that will happen. But I want to speak this into existence for our listeners and to people that are questioning about what might happen. Keep going. Keep doing what you love to do, because there will be an end of times of what we're going through now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be you who still is here doing what you need to do, what you love to do, because you have worked hours and hours, days and days to build something. Mm-hmm. Don't let something come around and tear it down.
Right.
And if someone tries to, you build it right back, this time stronger.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of fear, rightful fear and concerns for people who are being super, very immediately, directly impacted by what's going on. And for those people, we're with you, we like feel for you, and we understand like just the emotions that go along with that. And also they're betting on that. They're betting on all of us getting anxious and getting tired and feeling, oh, it's all hopeless. We don't have anything to do, so we should just stop. That's the opposite. We have to, it's going to feel harder. It's going to feel like there's like resistance now more than ever to what we're doing. So something that may have felt like a medium thing may start feeling like a small thing,
mm-hmm.
but just keep pushing those small, keep just doing what you can, reminding yourselves that we have been like the country of America and also the world has gone through awful times. Like in history, I would remember reading like, what was it like going through a war? What was it like going through it when people were just like, do people still go to school? Yeah, we're still going to school. We're still teaching, right? You're still going to the grocery store. Like life must go on. They're betting though on everyone just shutting down and giving up. Don't give up. Find community. I will have to say that. Find community. This is not a time that I would say is a time for just trying to do things on your own. I'm not saying lose your independence, but I'm also saying that there is strength in connecting with people and being reminded that you're not on this alone. Like take time to reflect as you may, as you need, but this is the time for us to be together. So not only you find it like being like finding people to help support you, go support someone else too. Like just be around people more if you can. Be kind when you're out, even if driving pisses me off, but that is a moment where I find the most patience and I'm able to give back a lot of the energy that I need, want to put in the world is by being like, you know what? You just did cut me off, but maybe you're having a bad day and mm-hmm. I don't want to make it worse. Yes, Michael.
Lauren, that was so inspirational.
Thank you.
And it was a goddamn lie.
It's not.
I've been in the car with you. And people think I got road rage. Lauren, who don't drive like that. Lauren, don't be driving like that. The minute she gets cut off, you think someone slapped her mama.
Because they did. Like, I am Cher Bell's child. She created me, put me in this world. And you're going to do that?
Literally, Lauren be giving these people hell. Like, they be going 2 miles under the speed limit. Whoa, Lauren wants to enact a federal case.
Okay, that right there should be illegal. That's a criminal offense right there. Let's be for real. Like, let's be for real. Okay?
Oh,
just saying.
So me complaining in my car about people driving is not me actively going after them. That is a difference. I can complain.
Which has been happening a lot more these days.
It's true.
A lot more road rage, like shootings. Pow, pew, pew, pew.
Pow, pew, pew, pew.
Yeah. But you're right, Lauren, of finding, you know, a community throughout these times. Volume and numbers speaks way more. Absolutely. I mean, when you look back at history, it's always those numbers of people that get the things done. And if you don't have it, find it. Because I promise you, there are other people thinking the exact same things.
Absolutely.
And go with them. Because as I said earlier, the times of being in the middle is over. Find those people who are strong suited as you. Because I can promise you the people that are on the radical other side, oh, they're together.
Right.
And they're fueling each other. We got to combat that radicalness with something else.
Right.
We have to bond together.
And also, I will have to say, because this episode is going to come out and it's Black History Month, right? So as there's been so much, I feel like, between like 2018-ish, but mostly 2020 up until now, of like lots of initiatives from groups to speak out about cultural events and like cultural months, et cetera. And you're gonna start seeing that those things are harder to find for intentional purposes because of what's going on at the federal level of like, oh, we don't wanna be pushing out this. They're already talking about like taking away Juneteenth as a federal holiday, talking about pulling back on MLK Day stuff. Be intentional with still looking for it. Just because it may not be nearly as accessible now because of what's going on federally does not excuse you from not being able to go find it in your local community. There's still Black Latinx and like Asian Pacific Islander restaurants, shops, whatever other services around your area for you to find and to utilize and to support. And just because now people may not be as upfront with it because they're scared of getting called out by a DEI, we still have like the choice, right? So making sure they're not taking away your agency. It may feel like that. It may feel like they're not allowing you to support the people you want to. You can still support the people you want to. You can still support the groups and organizations you want to. You may just have to put a little bit more effort in it now. It's not as pretty tight bow anymore because of what's going on. People are scared, you know?
Since it's Black History Month, shout out to my girl Beyonce. Shout out to her. Because number one, winning the Best Country Album, that shook a lot of people. I find it amazing. I find that amazing because she is the first Black woman to win that category since 1975. Mm. And that was the Pointer Sister. And then there was no other Black people before then. And she said a little nugget. She said, these genres are meant to keep you boxed in so that you don't cross the line. Genres in music is nothing but a systematic form of racism. Mm. I mean, think about how genres first started in the early 1900s when radio became a thing. The first thing R&B was tied or Black music was Black records. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No matter what it was. What type of, you know, what we might know as R&B or blues or whatever, what was sold on the records was Black records. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all it was. Then these genres, then, oh, it's not cute to say Black records anymore. So we got to come up with something else. Okay, rhythm and blues. Okay, well, let's go ahead and take it out something else and something else. Oh, but you can't cross a line. You can't cross that. You can't make a country album. You can't make a rock album. That's not your music. You're over here. So Beyonce winning this album is way more significant than just her receiving a Grammy.
Right.
That was, and that's the whole purpose of the album, to cross those genres. Linda Martell said it best on the album. Genres is a funny thing. A funny thing.
It's, I will say, my music appreciation class, shout out, fall, spring 2025, like the current class I have right now, music appreciation, they have been the most understanding and the most ready to actually debate about the Beyonce being country music or not. Unlike every other appreciation class I've had since her album came out. And the class I talked to today, they literally were enraged that she won. And I said, well, you know, let's you know, I'm supposed to be teaching on brass. Let's go down a history lesson. Where did country music originate from? What are the key characteristics of that origination? When you listen to, and this is the same people that are like, oh my God, Beyonce ruined the Lion King album because I knew it was Beyonce. That's because you determine what music is. Right. As said by John Cage, the listener determines what music is. It puts the listener in the driver's seat. So if you decide you're listening to music, then you are listening to music. If you decide that you're watching this and you don't think she is a country artist, then every time you hear it, you're going to hear that.
Yep.
Right.
Like, wow, there's such a double standard with other artists in the field. Like, I don't, Post Malone didn't get this much slack.
No. Also, you didn't, nobody get, and shot, look, the Taylor Swift beef that I used to have is over. Okay. Ooh. It's over. It's over. However, I will always bring up history. We all know that she started as a country artist. That's why she presented the award last night, Sunday night. But she doesn't sing country music anymore.
Nope.
But she was able to cross that genre into pop and become a pop star. Not a country star, a pop star. That was looked at as an easy progression. That's fine. You had people like Post Malone that, you know, started with rap, I guess, if that's what you want to call it, but then went into some indie rock thing going on. But that's fine. That's okay. Huh. So Beyonce said, I'm just going to show you the roots of Black people. But, oh, I can't do that. I can't do that. Country music is not yours. Country music is ours. No, the country music that you are referring to is the racist, toxic version of country music that developed over a set period of time, where it is about exclusion. That's what country music you're referring to. And it's funny because you just want a space to exist and spew out your racism. That's all you're saying. You want a space to yourself. How many times have we heard, oh, I want things to be how it used to be? Explain to me, how did it used to be?
They were there, we were here.
Separate but equal. You got your own, I got my own. And I'm fine with you as long as you on that side of the street. And if I walk on that side of the street, I need you to be on the other side. Oh, okay. Okay. The good old days, huh?
Also, just to, you know, just to put some more fuel to this fire. If you are saying this ain't country music, blase, 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 and you don't know these names, maybe, and again, you know, we talk about the country music that did separate people. But if you're not talking about Alan Jackson, George Strait, Randy Travis, Toby Keith, and Garth Brooks, baby, then you ain't talking about country music. And I love those artists. I love country music. Baby, Garth Brooks, baby, platinum, multiple. Baby, don't play with me. Garth Brooks be Garthin. And so, but if you're talking about Morgan Wallen, Jelly Roll,
yeah,
baby, that's not country.
And that's a whole
country rap.
Right. There are like genres are already constantly evolve themselves. So the fact that people are crossing over, of course, it's going to be a little bit of with it happening. But who cares? I think that's like the thing about it. Because I wrote a paper on Beyonce and genre blending last quarter in my authenticity class and everything, and I talked about just so much in that paper, but I'm just so happy to see that the Academy, all the bullshit that they do anyway, like at least recognize this as a significant moment and knew they had a part to play in who they awarded this to. Because first of all, the album deserved it, period. But it was even more than that. It was the fact that this is going to start even more conversations. More Black artists are going to start getting even more recognized. I mean, they already were because of Cowboy Carter, but now, and she's going on tour now as well, which, but like,
the expense.
And the tickets are going to be, and I don't want to see none of y'all who are saying you didn't like it. I don't want to see you there.
I don't want to see you there. Don't take my space, okay? Because then we really going to fight. That's really when I'm going to take my cowboy boots off.
Right.
And I'm going to really get to tussling. We really going to go out in the field and do a couple 1-2s. Because how dare you? How dare you? Beyonce, also, she looked gorgeous, by the way.
Gorgeous.
She beautiful. And you know something, actually Michael's student said this, and when he told me this, I was like, oh, they said some people feel that because they have known Beyonce for so long doing a certain genre, that's why it's harder to see her do a genre blend. And to combat that, it's like, well, yes. And what are you saying? Like, at the end of the day, let's think about this. An artist, do we always want the same artist from start day one throughout their expansive 20, 30, 40 plus year career? And let's take that actually into what we do here as more classically trained musicians. Are you the same artist you were when you started undergrad, graduated undergrad?
Yeah, I hope not.
Right. Started, you know, in your first position as teachers. Are you the same teacher you was on day one? God, I hope not.
Baby, I really hope not.
Like that would be very concerning to me. So the performing artist is just the exact same. Right. Things grow. Things progress. That's what we want. And that's what tells you a good artist, when they're like, let me grow, let me do something else. Now, there are people who will always, you know, do another person, funny enough, who won an award last night. Shout out to Dochi.
Dochi!
Shout out Dochi, who I love and adore. But she sees herself also as an artist. She sees herself as a progression. She's always, in an interview, she said something on the lines of, if I am not progressing, then my art is over. Mm-hmm. I'm done. I don't expect to be the same person I was 5 years ago.
And please don't.
And specifically, she was talking about how when she first came out, she made music for TikTok. Mm-hmm. And that's how she became very famous, her TikTok music. But she said, I'm an artist.
Right.
And I got to do something more. I need to push myself more than just a TikTok artist. And she did do that. She won Best Rap Album, the third female to win that album after Lauryn Hill, Cardi B, and now her.
Right.
And missing my girl, though.
Huh?
And missing my girl.
Oh, correct. And that's the other thing. That category has been dominated by men. With shout out Nicki Minaj, shout out Megan Thee Stallion. Those are some wonderful rap artists who never got that specific category award.
I think just like tying this back into like our opening topic, just genres, well, the biggest conversation, I think the thing that Beyonce was saying about genres is it's there to limit. Like having these restrictions, having these labels are there to limit. And I think a lot of what's about to happen these next 4 or so years are going to be just so much labeling and taking away and being like, you can only be this, you have to fit into these categories. And it makes it harder to evolve. It makes it harder to grow within those constraints and within those like confinements and those labels and those categories. And that's what they want. That's the point of it, is that it's constraining, that it's limiting. You have to be this or that, black or white, that type of thing. Yep. And I think what we just have to continue doing is pushing against that as much as possible, being like, I'm not just this one thing. I'm not even just these three things. I'm these 27 things today.
Operation of everything. Yep.
Yeah, I'm a little version of everything as we should be. And that's something I think as we end, we will ask y'all to do. Like, throughout the week, just we have the things we identify as. Think about all the various things you identify as. Don't limit yourself and don't feel like other people have the ability to limit you as well. That's how we keep thriving. That's how we keep growing. And that's what we'll leave you with for this week. And we hope y'all rest, stay healthy, stay beautiful, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
And bye-bye.